guys, it's your girl Karma with the C, and you are rocking here with us on Femme Creole Takeover Talk Show. Tonight we have one of the hottest female DJs in South Florida. Please give it up to the Whiskey Chick. Please introduce yourself.
Hey, family. Hey. What's up? How are you? I'm the Whiskey Chick.
I'm doing well, and you? So, what do you do? Like, the Whiskey Chick? Why that name?
Well, those are two different questions. What do I do? I DJ.
Okay.
And I also have a marketing background, which is why I chose like such a marketable name. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I'm a DJ, and I'm in my fourth year of DJing, actually.
Okay.
And it's been a blessing. It's fun.
Look at you, sis. So how did you get into DJing? Like,
long story short, or y'all want the long version or you want the short version?
I need to know all tea.
All right, so I have, I was in my last semester of getting my MBA. Mm-hmm. I have my MBA in marketing. And I was like, all right, well, this is almost it. Like, the semesters were 8 to 10 weeks long. Mm-hmm. And I think it was like week one or something. I was like, all right, this is it. Well, I'm going to have to either go into corporate world or figure something out that where I can actually work my business and have some type of income or whatever. So I was like, okay, let me hit up one of my friends, which in my first business I've ever launched was an online boutique. And my DJ friend used to do all of my events, like whatever, fashion shows, whatever, networking events, whatever. He used to do it. So I hit him up and he was like, that's funny that you hit me up because I just got hired to teach like a DJing class at a school in Miami. And I was like, okay, cool. I couldn't make it to the orientation. And then I just showed up to the first class. I paid for my class and I just did it. And I've been rocking ever since. Okay. So I took like classes, and then he let me shadow him for like a year at this, shout out to Rooftop Sundays. I used to open up for him at Rooftop Sundays, and people used to just hire me from seeing me there. And that's what's been...
So it really was just like a everything happens for a reason type.
Literally, it was like God's will.
Right, exactly. Right. Follow God's plan. Yeah. So where did the name The Whiskey Chick come from? Like, okay. How did you pop up with it?
So first of all, in college, an undergrad, shout out to the University of Miami, that's where I went for undergrad. Okay. After all of my finals, well, most of my finals, I used to always be like, finally, like, or like, where's the whiskey? Like, where, da-da-da-da-da, right? So when it came time to starting my marketing business, which is I do marketing in the liquor industry, I was like, oh, Where's the Whiskey is a perfect name. It's marketable. People are like, what do you mean by that, you know? So my business name is called Where's the Whiskey. So to tie it all in, I called myself the Whiskey Chick because whiskey is actually what I drink typically. Okay. And that's where that came from.
Extremely easy to, you know, you said you started working in the liquor company, you know, liquor
industry. Mm-hmm.
Has it been easy for you to, you know, find jobs or work with them?
Well, I work for myself, so I work with people, and that's never easy or hard. You have to go with the flow. You have to hustle. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, you know.
So, what is your career goal now? Like, from like maybe a year, 5 years from now, where do you see yourself? Where do you see your business? Where do you see your brand?
As far as a DJ, overall, I mean, I still see myself as a DJ in like in the next years, few years, and I don't see myself stopping doing that because that's actually something that I can control myself. Like, if I don't want to take a gig 1 week because my schedule is tight, I don't have to take a gig, and if I can, I can, you know. So, I mean, I love music, so I've grown up in the not music industry, but around music, like between my sisters and my sister, one sister and I, we play like 5 or 6 instruments. So, the music is in me. And every time that I actually play old school, like compa or something like that, people always wonder, like, how did I know to play this or play that? And I literally grew up in a household where every Saturday, every Sunday, my mom, that's what she would play in the house. And I, from ear, just from me listening to the old Top Vice, right, or whatever, or Zan, which is my favorite Haitian band, I just know how to play it. So, yeah.
Okay, so hold on. We got to go back a little bit. You say you play 6 instruments.
Like between my sister and I, yeah.
Okay, so how many instruments do you play yourself?
Okay, so I play the flute, the piano, keyboard, and the drums. And she, I'm not sure what she plays, but that's what I play. I think I play something else, but I forgot what it is. Do I sing? No, I don't sing. I sing in the shower. My voice is impeccable in the shower. You hear me? But yeah, that's I don't sing my, yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, how did you get into instruments? Like, how did you end up
playing? Oh, that was just for my, like, that was the thing my mom kept us busy with. She was just and then we did a lot more things than that. I'm from Canada. Originally, I was born in Canada. Mm-hmm. I came here when I was 12, 13. And in Canada, we did all the instruments, and then we did figure skating, we did ballet, we did acting, we did a ton of things just to keep us busy. Yeah, which actually I think was the perfect thing to do. Shout out to my mom.
Right. It helped you find your hobby. It helped you find what you're good at.
It kept my mind, my brain working. Okay. Like, I wasn't just, well, I don't, right. Exactly. Yeah, it was cool.
So, you are a female DJ, so let me know, like, tell us, how does it feel being a woman in a male-dominated industry? Because, you know, you don't really find that many female DJs. Mm-hmm. It's rare.
Right. Which sucks that it's rare, but actually being in the industry, I found a lot more female DJs, but none Haitian. I haven't really met another Haitian female DJ, but I know a few, but I haven't met them. I work well under pressure. Like, my palms could be sweating. I can be like anxious about to do a gig, a certain gig, but I'll get the shit done. Oh, can I curse?
Yeah, girl, go ahead.
Okay. I get the shit done. So I work well under pressure, and I always enter a room as the underdog. Mm-hmm. Always. If I have a gig, I'm automatically pinpointed as the underdog. One, I'm black, I'm Caribbean. Two, I'm a female DJ in a male-dominated industry. Three, it's abnormal. So I'm always pinpointed as the underdog, like, to the point where I can enter a venue and I'll get, my bags will get searched, and then another DJ can walk in, and because it's a guy, they won't search their bag. I get security asking me. I can, from the front door to the DJ booth, I have 4 or 5 people questioning who I am. And I can say, oh, I'm the DJ. Oh, you're the bottle girl, right? I'm the DJ. You're this, right? No, I'm the DJ. It's like, and they're like, oh, really? And I'm like, first of all, look at your flyer. Right. I'm in your venue. Second of all, like, it's not, my vagina doesn't spin the records. My hands do.
Right.
That doesn't make me any lesser than anybody else.
Right.
So that's just the world that I'm.
Let them know, sis.
But
know.
I'm okay with that.
Let them know.
I'm cool with it.
So, what are the type of music you like playing the most? Like, what's your favorite artist, or, you know, what kind of music do you like listening to?
My favorite thing to play is the music that I grew up on. So the 90s, 2000 music, mm-hmm. That's what I know, like, the back of my hand. Mm-hmm. So that's my favorite thing to play. But compa is also my favorite thing to play, because it's such a groove, it's such a vibe. And if you know what to play, like, you'll keep people on the dance floor all
night.
Right. I hate going to a party and then I'm like, why did he play this after that? Or... why is this playing? Just messed up the whole vibe. Why did he switch up the song like that? Yeah. And which I might be biased because now I have a DJing ear. But that's just a thing. I don't know. Like, but my favorite thing is definitely compa and definitely old school hip hop and R&B.
So how often do you, like, change up the music, or how often do you add, like, songs in? Like, or do you study
in my library? So I update my library every week. It's so much music to consume.
Right.
Like, we're, like, getting hit with new music every day, whether it's a big artist or indie artist. So it's super hard to keep up with everything that comes out. But if I'm listening to, like, a playlist and I hear something that I like, I'll add it to my playlist. Or if I go out, typically, if I go out, it's to either listen to the DJ playing, like, to hear what kind of vibe goes nowadays, or to listen to what's hot, because you don't really know unless you go out or you hear it on the radio, whatever. So I typically update my library, like, every week.
Okay, so, like, let me ask you a question. Have you ever gotten, like, you're in a club, you're spinning or whatnot, and someone, a random person, just come up to you like, "Hey, I just dropped the milk mixtape. Could you play it real quick?" Like, have you ever gotten that?
Yes, I've gotten that. Do I look like your iPod? Do I look like an iPod? Am I your iPod? So nowadays, well, my laptop doesn't have a CD thing, so that eliminates the CDs automatically.
Right.
Two, if I've never heard your song, I'm not going to play it. You should have connected with whoever's going to be at that at said party beforehand and said, "Oh, I'm going to be there. Can this listen to this? Can this fit? Whatever, whatever." Three, we're not obligated to play. We're not obligated to play requests. We're not obligated to play whatever you come up with at the DJ booth. Like, one, money talks. But I'm not just going to ruin my set as well just to see one person happy. So, yeah, it's a tie between that.
You support the up and coming artists.
Yeah, yeah. I get music in my email. Like, that's the best probably way to get a song in my rotation, because if you send it to me ahead of time and it fits the vibe that I'm trying to go for a party, like if it's like, excuse me, if it's neo soul and I have an event, like an all women's event, I'll probably play it there coming up. Or if it's hip hop or if it's something like that, I'll probably play it at a brunch, or I'll play at a party or something like that. As long as it's ahead of time, don't. Now I'm stuck playing and listening to your song.
Give me one second, because you know, on this show, I love giving out opportunities to the viewers. So I'm just going to put it out there for all the artists out there that hasn't been discovered yet, that's trying to get their stuff played. The good artists. I'm talking about the talented artists. Not no waking up one day, "Oh, I want to be a rapper."
Right.
You know, and just throw in some hippity scoop doop type
whatever. Bloop, bloop.
Whatever, you know. We talking about the good, like, talented artists, the ones that everyone sleep on. You know, she's here. We're gonna have her at name down there. Hit her up, email her.
My email is thewhiskeychick1@gmail.com. WHISKEY.
There's your opportunity right there. Now, see, I've been dropping the hits. I've been dropping the alleys now.
Sometimes they don't get the alleys. They'll be like, "Oh, that was for me." Right. Oh,
wake up now. Every show, I'm giving y'all the alley. Now. I'm gonna hook y'all up. So, what like motivates you? Like, I'm pretty sure, you know, it's sometimes you're like, "Is this me? Do I really want to do this anymore?" Or like, what keeps you pushing? What keeps you going?
Well, first off, shout out to Valmas Cremas.
let the dog get
Valmas Cremas. That Cremas is actually really good. what keeps me pushing? I have a certain vision where I see myself, and I think that vision keeps me pushing. And I see what can be done and where I want to be in the future. And I'm a big picture kind of person, so if I see the big picture and, like, between retiring my mom and, like, setting up, like, family wealth and stuff like that, that keeps me going. Mm-hmm. And if DJing is what's going to help me get there, then DJing is what I have to do right now. And if it's something else that's going to elevate me to something else, do something else, then I'll do that when I need to do it, which I already know what my next step. I already know what my next three moves are going to be.
Okay.
So, and DJ's still going to be in the picture, but as motivating me is literally my family. Like, that's literally the simple answer, but they're included in that big picture.
That's love.
So,
I mean, do you live by a quote as well or a Bible verse?
God is good.
All the time.
I have a cross on my ankle that literally signifies to walk by faith.
Okay.
And that is my life.
It's crazy.
I walk by faith.
Exactly how you ended up DJing too.
Literally, I picked up the phone call.
Right.
I walk by faith, and I'll it's like God has never not looked out.
Right. Say it again.
God has never, and it's a weird way to say it, right? You be like, "Oh yeah, my homie looked out." No, yeah, my homie God has never not looked out.
Every day I'll be waking up, I'm like, "Dang, I got no gas. How am I going to eat? How am I going to put gas?" And out of nowhere, I get a phone call, "Girl, oh, here's a 20. I just found some money on the street." Girl,
listen, God has never not looked out.
Oh, yes, I know that.
Forever grateful.
So,
forever.
Besides DJing, besides music, is there anything else that you're passionate about? Do you have any extra hobbies?
Marketing. I like the creative side of marketing is what drives me a lot. I like things. I see things differently, so I like to express myself differently, and I like to help people get things done differently. Because once you start blending in with the norm, which is potentially why I started DJing subconsciously, because I did not want to be like the norm. And DJing as a female is not the norm. Right. So, marketing for sure. Like, I can, and you can put something in front of me and I can envision how to market it and how to put it out there. And how, like, today I was at the gym and my trainer had a photo shoot at his gym, and I had to, I stayed an extra hour just to help him direct the his vision, because I saw what he was trying to get. He explained to me what he wanted to get out of it, and I directed literally the whole photo shoot just out of love.
Okay, hold on, pause. There go another alley. Look, I'm trying to love y'all up for all the small businesses out there, for everybody who entertainment, anything, who needs a marketer. Boom.
No, listen, that is, if you are a small business and you need help with the marketing, I will sit down with you and help you out and stuff like that. I mean, there'll be a fee, but I will. That's what I really love to do, the marketing.
Boom. I'll be coming through for y'all.
Same email. You can. It's a different email, but I'll just stick with the whiskey chick to not confuse anybody.
So then, I was told, I heard about your little, you know, you have a show on your own.
Oh yeah, okay. A little show. Yeah, shout out to the Awkward DMs, my crew. Shout out to Anna and shout out to Faye. They're actually Faye's Haitian as well. Anna is, she's gonna kill me if I say it wrong, so I'm not gonna. She is Honduran, from Honduras.
Okay.
And yeah, it's just, we talk by every week, and talk about everything, and we interview people in the community and fellow entrepreneurs, and not only entrepreneurs, people that have careers and stuff like that. We just learn.
How did that come about? Like, how did that?
They actually hit me up, and because I used to have another podcast, and we had to suspend that one. They hit me up knowing that I had a podcast, and they've seen me DJ at another event, and it was like, oh, well, we need a DJ for the podcast. And now it's funny because I don't even play any music. I just literally, I'm like a co-host. And we made it happen. It's called Awkward DMs. We read our DMs out loud. So anybody that want to, y'all be in my DMs. It might end up on my show. And we talk about life. Literally, like, about life.
That's dope. That's...
We've talked about mental health. We've had attorneys on there. We talked about prenups. We have doctors on there. We've had comedians and all, anything of that sort.
You said something about mental health. So this is one of the serious topics that's going on right now in today's world, with mental health and even physical. You know, like, especially when you're in a relationship and, you know, you're abused mentally and physically. Like, how do you feel about, you know, domestic violence, especially what's going on in Haiti right now? What are your views on that?
I think it absolutely sucks. And I think it starts from a young age, right? Because you typically are a product of your environment. So I think it stems from a point of view where we raise our daughters and we let our sons just grow up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We specifically tell our daughters to cross your legs. Sit down, cross your legs. Be this, be that. But the little boys, it's more like, oh, you did that, da, 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 da. We cheer on for them. Meanwhile, boys are human too. They have an emotional health as well. They have a mental health as well. So if that's not dealt with from a younger age, it's harder to deal with them at an older age, which can be done, but that's when they have an ego, and that's when they have a ton of things happening in their lives, and they feel like the toxic masculinity, and they feel like they're not macho, they're not men if they go to therapy, and that then they beat their wives, and they're beating their kids, and this and this and that. It's like a sick cycle that keeps happening, especially in the Caribbean. Haiti, Caribbean, period, because if this happens, Jamaica, Haiti, Puerto Rico, Cuba, we're not taught to deal with our feelings as in a Caribbean community. Right. It's more of like what it is. Like, I'm sure somebody that's going to watch this is going to get triggered, because I'm sure somebody has had that father that's in the house, he's there, but you can't, he's not there. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And yeah, he pays the bills, but you can't talk to him. You can't even say, I love you, without him screaming at you or whatever. So I think it's a thing where it has to be dealt from young.
Do you think it's like a mental health, like a sickness, or?
Of course, yeah, it has to be.
Okay, so let me ask you this: so, what if you had a best friend of yours, right? And, she was going through domestic violence in her relationship, and you've seen it firsthand, right? But then she keeps going back to this guy. You know, no matter what happens, you know, you're there for her and all that. No matter what happens, she still keeps going back. As your place, you know, your place as a best friend, what do you think you should do? Like, do you think you should contact somebody? Do you think you should, like, just leave it alone?
As a best friend, it's hard to say, right? Because you want to let people live their lives without you imposing on them. And you can only help somebody as much as they want to be helped. But if it's a best friend, which I consider my best friend family, it's a situation where I would probably intervene and definitely either have her family involved. Because, you know, typically your family doesn't know. They don't let their families know. And or call the cops myself. Okay. And come see me, my nigga. Okay.
That was a really nice answer, actually. As a woman, you know, as a queen, as a boss, you know.
All of the above.
All of the above. Do you have any, you know, problems with relationships, or, like, is going smooth? Because, you know, some guys are intimidated by a boss queen. I didn't want to say the word, but, you know.
I've definitely come across men that are intimidated by what I do, which is kind of weird. And I'm not that person that's always says, I don't need a man. No, I need a man, you know, in that capacity. Like, I'm
cuddle at night.
Right. So I'm definitely not the person that acts and does this, whatever. But I'm a person that speaks up, and I'm a person that will let's have a discussion about this. Maybe let's do this differently, and let's your idea is better than mine. Let's go that way. Right. Da 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 da. And a lot of guys prejudge as well.
Okay.
And before they even go deep with me, they'll be like, oh, nah, because you're around. Because I have to literally get up. My job is literally to get up and be around a certain kind of people. Like, I'm around, like, I'm in DJ booth. I'm usually the only female, not by choice, but I'm usually, like, the only one out of, like, I don't know. Why is there, like, 10 DJs in the DJ booth? Can I be my last? No, I'm just kidding. But why is it, like, always full? But anyway. Yeah, so I'm usually the only girl in that environment, and I usually roll solo. If I'm not with my sister or my best friend, sometimes my mom comes out with me, I'll usually roll out to gigs by myself. So I'll stand where I'm supposed to be, the DJ booth, and I'm usually surrounded by 10 men. And guys feel intimidated by that, which I don't understand why. I'm not out here sucking and fucking. Exactly. I'm getting the check. You know what I'm saying? So it's, I don't know, and I don't have a personality for a weak man, so I'll be like, oh, he wasn't for me, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. I'll find a guy that he has to be mentally strong to not even deal with what I do, but deal with me, period, because yeah.
So what's T? You single? You taking? What's going on?
I'm single. All
right, so that goes again with another alley-oop for you.
Don't slide in my, unless you got money for me, don't come in my, in my email, okay? You can slide in my DMs.
You got the visa?
Yeah.
Unless you want to slide them visas. Don't
email me about that. You can DM me, but don't email me about that, right?
Be careful, because you DM her, you're going to end up being a topic on her show. Keep playing.
But another thing is, I don't date in the industry. So I tried.
See, but I learned to not, because I was one to be so picky. You know, so picky. Like, he had to be this, he had to be this, he had to be blah, but he had to be this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of my close friends, shout out to Lala, she sat down, she was like, yo, like, you're blocking your blessings, because what if your blessings is not, you know, what you want? It could be in the industry.
Okay, so let me retract that. It's not that I don't date in the industry. If you've ever paid me for a service, I won't date you.
Okay, so clients.
But clients, I don't.
That's professional.
That I don't do, because then it becomes, if that ever gets out, it becomes, oh, that's why she was getting, I have to look out for myself.
Right.
Which I don't necessarily care about what other people think. I think that I've kind of made that clear. And it's, in the sense, like, I'm not living my life for other people. But on the same accord, I can't have my reputation, because your reputation is all you have in the business. Mm-hmm. I can't have my reputation tarnished off of the fact that I'm getting booked and I'm also dating that person.
Especially as a female.
It's like 10 times worse. And the person that I dated, he's never hired me for anything. But he was actually not down with it. The reason why we started talking is because I was in the industry, and then he was automatically not down with the fact that I was in the industry. So that kind of left a sour taste in my mouth, which that's why that rule came about. Which actually kind of makes sense, because I don't want to really date anybody that I'm dealing with on a business basis anyway. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, so now we spoke about the topic about sliding the DMs. Please let us know your social media. How do you feel about social media? You know, you are a marketer. You know, you are a DJ. How do you feel social media helps with the marketing these days? Like, cause some people are against it. Some people are all about it. It helps with marketing. But some people are like, no.
Social media, I think if you have a business, you have to have social media.
Right.
Social media should be like 60 to 70% of, between 50 and 60% of your marketing scheme. Mm-hmm. Between touching road or, like, the other 40 should be, like, the other technical stuff. But the first 60% of your marketing plan should be how are you going to reach out to your target market via social media. So, my social media is more of a resume, right?
Okay.
A lot of DJs delete their flyers after they post them. I post all my flyers and I leave them there. So whoever wants to hire me for another party can see what I've done. You don't always get good pictures from gigs. You don't always get good content from gigs. So I like to post what I've done and people see, oh, she was busy. So, yeah, maybe she is good. If you've never heard me spin, right? So, speaking of that, actually tying in with the whole dating thing, I've had first or second year of me DJing, I had a promoter hire me. I had never heard of whatever he hired me for, but it was actually a legit party, whatever. When I got there, he was like, oh, you can actually spin. And I was like,
whoa.
Why did you hire me then? Right? And he was like, oh, because you're pretty. Okay. Well, thanks for the check, but I mean, what if I would have fucked up your party? I curse a lot, y'all, so. Sorry, Mom. But yeah, what if I would have fucked up your party? That doesn't make sense to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, at some point, you have to have some type of boundaries about your business. But yeah, so I believe social media. If you have a business, one, your social media shouldn't be private. Two, you should have a social media. So how are you going to have people view what you have?
I'm going to need you to give, a little bit more tips. A little bit more, you know, it's just me.
All right, you should have a social media, which is potentially Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Those are probably the two or three major ones. Twitter, if you're actively talking to customers. Two, it shouldn't be private. Three, it should be consistent. Four, your content should be visually pleasing. So be mindful of the camera that you're using. Be mindful of the angles you're using. Be mindful of the clarity of the products. Because if I can't see nothing, if your picture is pixelated and I'm trying to buy it, to me, you don't care, so I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Let me go to the next person that has the same product. Three, you should have four, five, you should have a website. And a lot of people now you can buy stuff off of like Cash App. Like you can DM the person and Cash App it. A website kind of solidifies you as a business, in my opinion. Not everybody's into the .com, but it gives your social, what you put on social media is not your own. So if social media was down today, what else do you have to rely on, in a sense? So those were five tips. Anything else you need, you have to email me and I'll send you an invoice. The Whiskey Chick, THEWHISKEYCHICK_. And my other page is Where's the Whiskey, which is pretty self explanatory.
Okay, so on a serious note, if the, a little girl came up to you and asked you, you know, a question, like, I want to be like you. How do I get there? Like, what would you tell her? Like, what mistakes would you warn her about? Or, like, what obstacles would you warn her about? And, like, what would you do?
So, I had, a few months ago, I did a baby shower, this African baby shower, and one of the guests, he was Caucasian, he FaceTimed his daughter, which was about 5 or 6 years old, and he was like, look, she's a female DJ, and he showed me pictures that she, I don't know if it was in school or extracurricular activities, she was learning how to DJ, and she was like so excited to see me. It was so funny, but I will say go to school. Okay, so I have an educational background. You don't have to go to school to be a DJ, but this game will chew you up and spit you out. If I wanted to exit tomorrow, I can exit tomorrow. Exactly. So work on your foundation, right? So I have a whole MBA. I'm a DJ, which is unheard of, but also I know how to work my brand. I know how to do things. I do my own taxes because I have my undergrad is in accounting as well. So I don't do people's taxes. I do my own taxes. So the more you know, the less you have to reach out to other people to do. So it's kind of to your benefit, right? So if you know a little bit about certain things, you'll know what to expect from, even if you do hire somebody else, I know what to expect from another accountant that's going to do my bookkeeping or going to do this or going to do that. I know what to expect from a manager because my undergrad is in business management and accounting. So I know what to expect. So if I had the luxury of, if I wanted to go out and pay somebody else, I can, but I also would know what to expect. So a lot of people get messed up where they're paying somebody to do something and they don't know what to expect, and then they have to pay somebody else to fix what that person did. So get educated in what it is that you want to do. That's it. Hustle. Listen, I used to write papers, 20 pages papers, and cry, and then get up and have to go do a gig. You know what I'm saying? So my last semester went, or not just to do a gig, go to class. So it's, you have to hustle. You don't get sleep. You don't work, you don't eat. So.
Say it again. Oh my gosh, it was beautiful, beautiful talking to you. I have one more last special question for you.
Yes.
Okay? So what does Belfam mean to you?
Belfam to me means a confident woman that knows what she wants, doesn't settle for what she doesn't want, doesn't settle for, not necessarily less, but doesn't settle for what she doesn't want, is consistent in her being, meaning if you see her on a Monday, she's the same person that you'll see on a Friday, as far as like attitude and stuff, like demeanor, and she's true to herself.
Yeah, to all the queens, there you go. Okay, so thank you again for coming. Please, one more time, let us know your Instagram, Facebook, email, all of that good stuff. Drop it down.
Okay. So my Instagram is thewhiskeychick. Mm-hmm. That is also underscore. You can DM me if you want to book me. You can email me at thewhiskeychick1@gmail.com. Everything is in my bio. I have a website, actually. You can go on thewhiskeychick.com, and everything is there. You can listen to my mixes. You can listen to, you can see pictures, you can see a little background about myself. And I also built my website myself. And what else? What else do you need? Where's the Whiskey on Instagram and on Facebook. I have a page as well on Facebook, The Whiskey Chick. Okay. And I think that's it. Oh, Awkward DMs. Mm. Each and every Monday, we record in SNDS Studios in North Miami, and episode drops on Wednesdays. We are currently on a hiatus, so we will be back in November, mid to late November. I mean, yeah, that's right, mid to late November. And that is it. Mwah.